A different boom, no less phenomenal, for the Canadian dollar. It's been virtually equal with the American dollar this week. The U.S. dollar has been weakening for years compared with certain counterparts, and this creates an opportunity for TV comedians.
Dollar? Is that you?
Oh, hey, Euro!
Oh my goodness, Dollar, you look awful!
The euro reached a new high this week, $1.42 American. Saturday Night Live imagined this conversation a couple of years back.
Why, euro, old boy, is that you?
Bonjour, pal note. I was just talking to our old friends at Dollar here.
Oh, I almost didn't see you there, Dollar. You've shrunk so much.
All right, come on, you guys. Leave me alone, would you?
Well, the weak dollar is good news for U.S. exporters. American goods sell more briskly elsewhere, but there's a certain amount of civic pride wrapped up in the value of a currency. After all, it represents a kind of power. Well, for 30 years, Canada's dollar has been less powerful than ours. It's known as the loonie because of the bird pictured on one side of the dollar coin. When it reached parity with the U.S. dollar, there was outrage from comedian Stephen Colbert as he held both a dollar bill and a loonie in hand.
They're saying that this right here is no better than this, okay? Which is basically saying that our first president, George Washington, is no better than Canada's first president, this duck.
On the other side of the border, the loonie's growing strength has been big news, even the source of a sort of Canadian swagger. This year, an executive at Toronto Dominion Bank suggested maybe there should be a unified U.S.-Canadian currency, which prompted disdain from CBC comedian Rick Mercer.
The American dollar has been the worst-performing currency in the entire world for the last 5 years, so why not hitch our wagon to it? Because, you know, the only problem with America's $21 trillion unfunded pension liability is we aren't on the hook for it yet. Next up on the list of sound economic advice from TD, we all put our money into a shoebox and set it on fire.
Okay, well, what we can tell you with some authority is that now that the $2 are just about equal, Canadians are rushing to take advantage. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
Once a week, Rajan Blanchard and Denise Gagné cross the border from Cornwall, Ontario, to hunt for deals at the St. Lawrence Centre Mall in Messina, New York. The pair combs through a rack of infant onesies at JCPenney's, and they're positively giddy.
What'd you find today?
Got a swimsuit for the kid, my grandchildren, and
what do you want for $3?
Yeah.
Blanchard says with the strong loonie, she'll shop here even more.
You want to cross because the deals are there, and then it's worthwhile.
According to the Bank of Montreal, Canadians pay up to a quarter more for many products in Canada, thanks in part to smaller markets and higher taxes.
Clothes-wise, shoes-wise, food-wise, toys, diapers, everything.
Over at Champs Sports, Bailey Leger tries on a pair of shiny Air Jordans and whips out a credit card.
Perfect.
Hey, perfect number five?
Yes.
Leger is a regular at the mall, too. And now she says her money goes further than ever.
I'm living life large now. That's awesome now. Coming here to get some shoes. I was here a couple weeks ago, bought 2 pairs of shoes.
This is all blissful news for American retailers along the northern border. Crossings are up 50% from last year at the Blaine Port of Entry in Washington State. Malls in Buffalo and Detroit are reporting booming sales. Here in Messina, the St. Lawrence Center Mall was built to lure shoppers south. Marketing director Ron Patnode says center was even spelled the French way to make Canadians feel comfortable.
Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have our security go out and they count the cars in the parking lot, which includes, you know, Quebec plates, Ontario plates.
Around 2000, the loonie was only worth about 60 cents. Canadian cars had dipped to just 6 to 8% of total traffic. Now Patnode says a quarter of the cars in the lot have Canadian plates. The charging loonie's been bad news for Canadian businesses. American tourists are spending less money in Canada. Canadian exports to the U.S. are also taking a hit.
You wouldn't believe what I bought.
Sally Colley of Cornwall, Ontario, says migrating south to shop is irresistible.
I bought a skirt for $3, a long skirt, and a beautiful pair of white capri pants for $3. I mean, what can you do?
With Canadian sales slumping, Colley says business owners in her country may have to start crossing the border to hunt for bargains, too. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in northern New York.